to the third episode of The Rift, July 12th, 2010. My name is Rithian.
And I'm Desicus.
You all moved in yet, Desi?
I think so, sorta.
You think so, sorta?
Trying to get settled down. Apparently I've been getting asked for online.
Yeah, so...
Sorry.
She hasn't been around for a bit because, you know, that whole moving thing.
Yeah, I'm just having fun chilling and getting comfy. Chasing my cat. How about you? What have you been up to?
I have done a complete site redesign.
I noticed.
You did?
That's good. I didn't even notice until she pointed it out to me. She's like, I changed the site. I'm like, whew, I missed something.
Yeah, we had a few people who couldn't find the podcast download links, so the site has now been changed. It's still riffpodcast.com, and you can now leave comments if you'd like, or send us a message with the contact form we have on there. And it's so easy to find, it should be criminal. So.
Actually, I think we're making that a law.
Yes. No. So we really hope that everybody likes the new site.
So this week's been a little less informative, apart from the info we released on Monday with Adam's awesome interview.
Yep.
That was fantastic. There's been an MMORPG article on Ashigatari's lore. That would be our hero, wouldn't it, since we want to be the
first? Yeah. Yep, she's our like.
It can be found on their website, and we will have a link on our site in our show notes for this episode.
So aside from those two little things, there's been an interesting IRC dev chat on Friday. Abby let people ask her about her experiences in-game and told what she could without getting herself in trouble.
Oh, that's always fun.
Yeah. So we know that everybody appreciates it because we are a little starved for information at the moment. The chat logs, as always, can be found on Talara Central, and again, we'll provide a link for that in our show notes.
Now, there are just a couple of things we wanted to touch on before we get to our interview for the day.
Yep.
First being, go read the Ashigatari lore. It's definitely a good read. Yep. I demand it.
It is good.
Yep. I can't go through my demand, but I still demand it.
Yeah. So the lore brings us to our second thing, and this is kind of my fault because I'm not usually a lore person. I will admit it. I enter a game, I kill stuff, and I level. I don't really pay attention to the story that much. I mean, I see it. Stop laughing at me. I get the gist of it and stuff, but I don't really usually care very much. However, I feel like this lore team has actually given me a reason to care.
She's interested.
Yeah, I am. For the first time, I feel like I have a really legitimate reason for dying, which we do a lot.
Yeah, a lot. So it makes sense that we get reincarnated.
Yeah, but I actually like the reasoning here for us getting reincarnated. It seems like within the story of the world, it's actually like a valid reason to be reincarnated.
Yes, it is.
I like that. I mean, most other games give you sort of a loose reasoning, a loose backing. But in this one, it feels more realistic, like as realistic as a non-human race on a different splintered
and,
planet.
And forbidden technology that came from God knows where.
Yeah. But, you know, from the Earth. It came from the Earth.
Yes, but still, the great minds.
So basically, like, with the Defiance have built what, you know, the forbidden technology, the technology plucks the souls out of the soul stream and uses a machine to bring them back to life. And if you look up at Talara from the Shadowlands, the Defiant starting area, you can see the stream of souls.
Anyway, moving right along, today's podcast focuses on the community again. We're looking at Heroes of Talara as Rift Plains of Talara was once known, and its shift to the community we have today, as well as the impact the name change has made on said community.
Yep. So without further ado, we'll introduce our guests to you.
Today we have Cindy, a.k.a. Abigail, here with us again. It's great to have her as usual.
And it's great to be here. Thank you for having us.
And it's also our pleasure to introduce for the first time Jessica Ives, or Jives as we know her. Jives is an assistant community manager who has been around Rift for a long time since it was named Heroes of Talara. Welcome, Jives.
Hello, thanks for having me.
But wait, there's more. We also have Siavala with us here today. She's responsible for establishing the Talarapedia, the Rift Wiki, not to mention a great reference site for fan sites, Rift Nexus. Welcome, Sio.
Thank you so much. It's definitely a pleasure to talk to you guys as well.
So now, because it's her first time here, we have some questions for Jives. Jives, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I've played video games my whole life, mostly console games, but a few little MMO adventures. I'm a big outdoors person and enjoy camping and playing with my animals that I have. That's pretty much it. Video games and animals are my life.
How did you get into this profession?
It's a funny story, really. I was working at County Line at a barbecue restaurant, and all the game developers in Austin ate there, and I'm just a huge nerd, so they would come in, and you can spot a game developer so easily, so I would just would start rambling about playing video games, and then an opportunity arose for me to join a QA team at Midway Studios, and just came from there and just kept going.
Oh, that's awesome. I know.
Yeah.
How do I have that luck? So Cindy is a senior community manager, and she handles different aspects from you. Can you fill us in on what it is that you do at Tryon?
Sure. I do a lot of AP production work for community, just trying to keep everyone organized. And I handle a lot of the technical aspects of the forums in the back end of the admin CP, and just a little bit of moderation every now and then, but mostly just handle the technical side of our department.
But you forgot the most awesome thing. You post heaps of screenshots for us, and we love you.
I think it's our backgrounds.
Yeah, it is.
I do post a lot of screenshots. I also take most of those screenshots as well, so I am in the game pretty much throughout the entire week while I'm in the office.
Oh, man.
That leads us on to our next question. What's your favorite aspect of the game that you can tell us without getting to trouble?
Yeah.
My favorite aspect of the game is truly the way it looks. It's so realistic. I mean, it just pulls you in. It doesn't have the cartoon feel, so you can really relate to it just because it is so realistic, and it's beautiful to look at and play, and it's just awesome.
And fun to take screenshots of.
It is extremely fun. There are so many great things to take screenshots of, and the animations are awesome to take screenshots of.
Well, we really appreciate them because it's like, you know, feeding starving fish and we're just gulping for air.
It's my pleasure to give those to you.
Okay, so from your time playing the game, what calling have you liked the most so far?
Since I love animals, my favorite calling is the rogue. So,
what sort of animals do you have?
I don't currently have any yet. I'm not a high enough level, but I am venturing to get one of those as soon as possible.
Awesome.
But I just love the rogues. They're really fun to play with.
The community has grown a lot since the game was re-announced. Do you feel that the changes have been positive?
Oh, most definitely. The community is just full of excitement, and everyone's just ready for the game to come out. We did go dark for a little bit, so I'm glad that everyone's still around and having a good time, and that I'm able to be a part of it and be in such a vibrant community.
Well, we love having you, so thank you.
Well, thank you.
And I just want to say what an awesome job Jives has done. It's been great to step in here to a ready-made community, and she's been great to work with. She handles so many of the things that I don't have time to deal with as I'm getting busier and busier. So she's a great partner to have, and the community's really lucky to have her.
Aww, we think so, too.
Yeah.
We agree with you. So now we'd like to talk to Sio. She's been a very kind of prominent fan. She's for quite a while, and we have some questions for her. So, Sio, you've obviously been following Rift for a long time, even before it was called Rift. How did you first hear about Heroes of Talara?
I think I heard about it the same way as most other people did, which was, you know, during the E3 2009. Actually, it might have even been about a week before when Joystick announced what the actual title was. But before it even had a name, I remember that one of the guys who's involved with a game called Might and Magic when I was a kid,
yeah,
he was originally involved with it. And he's the guy that really got me involved in the idea of the game, but obviously that didn't work out. But, you know, once E3 came along, they announced all the really cool stuff about what was in Heroes of Talara, mainly about, you know, dynamic gameplay and all that. That's mm-hmm. what really got me interested, because personally I'd not really seen or heard of any other games that were planning anything like that. So, I mean, since then that might have changed a little bit, but you know, the original concept of dynamic gameplay, which is hopefully still, you know, pulling across in Rift, is definitely what got me interested initially, and, you know, what led me to start the wiki, Talarapedia.
You get help with the wiki, but I'm fully aware of how much time you spend on it. Do you think it will fulfill the vision you have for it in the future?
Well, vision. I'm not, don't have a vision.
Yeah, vision probably wasn't the right word, but, you know, the concept.
Yeah, I'm hopeful it will in the future. I mean, initially, you know, I started it back in June 2009 just because I thought the game was really interesting. I liked the dynamic elements of it, and there were no wikis or anything else. And I'd noticed a lot of other games that had existed, there seemed to be, like, quite a few wikis, which I don't quite understand, you know, why there's six of them. Because if you have six different people and putting basically the same sort of factual information in six different places, it just seems like it could be more effective if they did it in one. So I was sort of hoping if I did it early on, it would maybe try to get people to, you know, start adding to one location. So, you know, there is some help on the wiki at the moment, but given that, you know, Trion's got a definite set release schedule for information, it's fairly easy for, you know, for one person to input most of the data, although there's the number of people that actually contribute to it seems to be going up fairly frequently. There's people registering almost every day, and there's, I think we're up to about half a dozen people maybe that actually put information in. And then on the German side is completely crazy, because there's a few people that talked to me about a month ago about setting up a German site, and they've done so much work. I mean, if you think I've done a lot of work, these guys have basically done what I did in a year in about 1 month on the German site. They've taken all of the English information and completely translated it into the German, and then they've just done an amazing job. So I think what they've done is much more amazing than what I've done, you know, in the past year, because it's just been such a short period of time. So if you check out de.trpd.com, you can see what just a small group of people can do in a very short period of time if they're really interested in something. So I think, you know, people like that are a great example that I'm pretty sure that long term that there'll be more people like that in the English side that get involved. And so, you know, I don't know, I'm kind of babbling at this point, but I was quite excited about how much work these couple of guys did on the German side. But my vision really is just to have, you know, a place where everyone can sort of add information to the wiki in an easy fashion. And I've got some things I've not really shown anyone right yet about that allow you to add information in a much easier way right now. Because I know right now it's sort of like looking at Greek or something when you try to enter information in there, because all sorts of funky characters you've got to type in and stuff. But there's some other stuff to make it much, much easier that'll be released, you know, closer to the actual game coming out.
Rift Nexus is a great way to see what's being reported on all different sites, like sort of like a hub of, you know, the things that are being said on different sites. So what gave you that idea?
Well, actually, about a year ago when actually Heroes of Tuar was announced, my original idea had been sort of a more generic fan site, which I kind of canned because, you know, the community is only a certain size, so I didn't want to sort of divide it up into different forums everywhere. I mean, although there were none at the point, I guess it was just Tuar Central. But the idea behind Rift Nexus was, I thought how the wiki kind of complements other sites, Rift Nexus could be another sort of non-competitive, you know, fan site that would kind of help all the other sites get a bit of advertising, so to speak. So, like, for example, when the IRC chats come out on Friday, so I do a quick synopsis of that and then just link to the discussions that are happening on other fan sites. And I might miss some of them, and I apologize for any listening that might not have been included in the past. Just let me know and I'll add links to your site. But the point with that was just to try to help everyone else get indexed, because I know small fan sites, when I look at other games, it seems like, you know, all the buzz and traffic and everything is always happening on the larger, more commercial sites. And I won't mention any names, but everyone, you know, it's probably self-evident, I think. And I thought by trying to kind of tie all these smaller ones together somehow, it would maybe just help get them a small edge on, you know, some of these bigger ones, which I don't know if there's much of a point in doing that, but that was mainly the main thing, was just try to help everyone out and, you know, in terms of being indexed and easy to find in terms of discussions. So,
well, I think it's a good idea, and I think it's a good concept, definitely.
It's a great way to involve everybody.
Yep. So now we sort of have a question for Jives and Siavala, and
You've both been around the game since it was known as Heroes of Talara. You were here for the name change and the redesign.
That was on the 26th of April, 2010.
Can you tell us the positive ways in which you feel the community was affected by this change?
Sure. Just from me, I mean, I was able to give the community more screenshots, more details, and just be more interactive on what we could talk about. during Heroes of Talara, you know, it was pretty hush-hush, and we didn't have much we could hand out to anybody. But since the unveil and the new name, and there's just tons of information that I'm able to release to y'all, and screenshots, of course, which everyone wanted during the Heroes of Talara phase. So
we have them now.
Yes, we love screenshots.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much the same. I mean, that's the same thing I was going to say as well, because, I mean, anyone that was involved, you know, from June 2009 till actually it's probably about 3 months, then it went really quiet, you know, for about nine. Mm-hmm. But that period from like June till October of 2009, it was, you know, it was very, 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 very quiet. And, you know, there was no official forums at the time. Everyone was hanging out in Talara Central. And it was a really, really small community, which was arguably the only thing I think was possibly slightly better in certain ways, because, you know, as you grow, that different elements of the community start cropping up and everything. It's not always constructive arguments, and it makes it much more exciting, I think, although that's about the only negative thing I can think of, is just as it grows, you know, it's like quite a few different people you've got to work with, and so this really small group of sort of hardcore, I don't know, the hardcore, I don't want to use that word judging by the forum topics today, but no, I mean, it's been a huge change. I'm sure I'm not the only one who would say that. I mean, in terms of the information, we have steady flows of information. Now it looks like there's a definite plan for sort of information being released as well. So, you know, we can definitely see progressions in terms of what we're finding out over time. So, yeah. And then between Jives and Chris and Cindy, who's, you know, been amazing as well. It's been like a huge infusion in terms of, you know, the impact into the community and sort of the enthusiasm we're seeing from Tryon, which honestly we didn't see that much enthusiasm, I don't think, under Heroes of Talara.
That's awesome.
Right. Yeah, so everyone here at Tryon is you know, we're on the ball, we're doing going a great direction with the game, and we're just ready to get out all this information to everybody, and now we have the official forums, which was a huge hit, and I know everybody was really, really waiting on that, because all we had was TC for Heroes of Talara, so everyone was really excited to see that had finally gotten our official forums up and running.
And yeah, I know the fans are, I know we are all very, very happy about the forums and the amount of contact we're getting. It's really good. So now we're going to pick on Abigail.
Yeah, because that's fun.
I hope you're ready. Yep.
That's why I'm here.
So you mentioned last time that you were here that there would be a fan site program. Is there anything else about this you can tell us now some time has passed?
Yes, we've been doing a lot of work on that. I've been getting it through all of the proper channels to get it all approved. Later today, since this is going out on Monday, we should have a post up explaining a little more about it. We're going to be welcoming official fan sites to work with directly. Now, we will be working with all sites that come up. We will provide a link on our fan site page when that goes up. That's not live yet. But the official fan sites will be those that have been around for a while and have really contributed to the community and that follow our guidelines and have really looked at working with us, and people that we really know that we can trust and that we can depend on to really help build and strengthen the community.
Well, that sounds like an awesome program to me. I do have a question. I know you've kind of covered it, but I'm just wondering how you'll sort of tell when the multitude of fan sites pop up that will undoubtedly spring up because, you know, the game is getting a little bit more, you know, coverage now and we're getting to know a bit more about it. How are you going to tell the difference between the fan sites who really want to be a fan site for the love of being a fan site and the ones that are kind of just waiting to get the exclusives and the perks or something?
Well, it's kind of works the other way around. A fan site is not going to get the perks and the support unless they've already proven themselves to be a good fan site. It's not going to be the kind of thing where, hey, I put a fan site up, I want support now, I'm going to get in beta, I'm going to get all these things. That's not how it's going to work, especially where beta is concerned. I've heard there's a rumor going around that if you put up a fan site, you automatically get into beta. That's just not the case. That never came from us. In fact, at some companies, fan sites are considered press, and they're not allowed into beta till long after it started when the rest of the press is allowed in. Now, we haven't made a determination about that yet here. I still have to have those conversations. But if somebody is thinking, hey, I'll just put up a fan site and get into beta, that's not necessarily going to happen. But once a site has been put up and has proven itself, they have to follow our guidelines. And they're not horrible things. They're not crazy things. It's just stuff like they have to have been around a while. They have to be regularly updated. They have to have somebody that is in constant contact with me. I don't mean every day, but, you know, if I need to get a hold of somebody, I should have an updated contact, somebody to be able to talk to. We, of course, won't take sites that, you know, have ads or content that aren't in order with our own family-friendly site. I mean, for example, we probably wouldn't support a site that had porn ads or that sold your email to other people, that type of thing.
Damn,
so good internet
Abby, you've
practices.
Just, you've killed my ideas there.
I'm so sorry about that, Ari.
Okay, so how do people apply to be a part of the Fansite program? Is there like a form that they're going to fill out? Is there a link for them to follow to, you know, to get involved in it once they feel that they may have fulfilled the requirements?
I will have all those directions posted on a post on the forum. We'll have a new thread about that today. But mainly it's just going to be that they'll just need to get in touch with us. I'll have an email address set up where they can write in and get more information. Just say, hey, we're here. We want to be a fan site. We want to work with you. And then I'll just gradually start working with people. And, you know, those people that, again, have proven themselves to be an asset to the community will support with things like, you know, new screenshots, content, help with contests, things like that, anything that we can do to help support them. Now, that's not to say that, you know, we're going to ignore sites that aren't our official sites. I mean, we still want to support people who are really trying to make an effort to help better the community. But there definitely will be a division among our official fan sites and those sites that maybe have just sprung up recently or are just getting started and really haven't gotten going yet.
Okay. And will they have to, like, have sort of, like, updated information constantly? It needs to be kind of like a regularly maintained site, basically, is what you're saying.
Yes. I mean, when I did this kind of thing before, if I checked out a site and they hadn't updated for 2 or 3 months, or there was a problem on the site and I couldn't find anybody to help me with it or talk to about it, those type of things, then, you know, that's not somebody that we want to be, that we'll be able to support. We want to be able to support the sites that are actually functioning. It's like you said, there's going to be a lot of sites that will pop up, and some will grow and develop and become really great sites, and some will be sites that maybe the person isn't able to continue with it. So we'll just kind of have to see how it plays out.
Yeah, sadly, real life does happen sometimes. So
yes,
you know.
It does. And I know, I know that fan sites are a labor of love. I started out in this business as a fan site operator. So I know it's a hard job, and a lot of people will take on running a fan site thinking, oh, I can just put up a page and we'll have a lot of fun. And it turns out to be a lot of hard work and very time consuming. So I want to reward the people who have been able to put in that time and effort. And I also understand when somebody isn't able to keep up with it. It's a very difficult job.
Yeah. So basically just being a consistent fan site is,
yes.
I think that's a good way to sum it all up. So,
yeah.
The official launch for the Fansite program, is that going to be Monday, or is that sort of, like a little more in the future? And have you planned anything for it yet?
Well, Monday will be the post that I'll have up to let people know how to start getting involved. I'm working with the team here about getting a fan site page put up on the official site.
Ooh.
Where we'll have links to those sites. I can't tell you exactly when that's going to happen. I know they're working on it. We kind of have to roll things out in phases, so that will probably be on one of the next rollouts on the website.
Well, that sounds great. A nice, easily accessible sort of, place for it. So is there anything else that you'd like to let us know about this Fansite program?
Just that I'm really looking forward to working with more and more fan sites. That's one of my favorite parts of my job, is getting to meet people that are really into this for the love of the game and for the love of the community. It takes a really special, dedicated person to run a fan site, and I've made lots of friends with people who have really put in the time and the effort and have done a good job with their sites.
Okay, now I do have to ask an extremely important question, and that is, can you tell us when beta starts?
Oh, not yet. I wish I could. I've been in lots and lots of meetings where we're talking about it and planning for it, and it's really not about targeting a date as much as it is just getting the game ready. But I can't wait for beta because I don't like playing by myself. I like seeing lots more people in these MMO areas. So I'm really looking forward to beta. I can't wait to see you guys there.
Well, everybody else is looking forward to, you know, getting to run around the game with you. So, you know.
I'll be there.
Well, that's excellent. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. It's so wonderful to be here. Thank you for having us.
So, sadly, that brings our discussion to a close.
Yeah, for today, but, you know, we'll be back.
Yeah, of
course. And we want to thank Cindy. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us here.
Thank you so much, Dives, for coming.
Thanks for having me on. I had a great time. Thank you.
And Zio, thank you too, even though I know you're sick at the moment.
No, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It was really fun, so thank you again.
You ladies were all wonderful to talk
yep,
to.
You were all great, and we hope we can do this again.
We will soon.
That interview was a lot of fun to do, and it's really interesting to hear how the game's changes have strengthened the community. So
yeah, it definitely has, I think, from the sound of it. The official fan site information is awesome. A basic summary would be fan sites need to be consistently updated.
Consistent. Definitely consistent.
Yes, you have to keep up with it. You can't just go, oh, life happened and I haven't been on it for months.
Yep.
Although it does happen, but...
Yeah, and then you, mm-hmm. you just can't expect that they'll still be around yeah. then.
Directly pertaining to Rift and only Rift, and this is a sad one, guys, no porn advertisements. How sad.
Yeah, no and porn anything on there.
Fan sites must be family-friendly. Yeah. No curse words. Well, obviously you can. There's going to be some, but you got to try and keep the language clean and not be dissing on... children yeah. for playing the game.
Yeah, and just make sure that it, yeah, so that if the 13-year-old who is allowed to play it from their parents, you
I
know
that happens. It really it does. It happens in games, but you can't pick on them.
Yeah, and you can't have it, basically the site just needs to be like theirs, mm-hmm. family friendly.
Oh, and by the way, I found this funny, so, Ari?
Mm-hmm. What?
Say advertisement.
Advertisements.
I had to say this part because Ari can't say it.
I can't say it. I just say it right.
Uh-huh. Sure. Aluminum.
Aluminium. She picks on me about this all the time. Anyway, moving, you know, on to back to the topic of the podcast. And so for, you know, being an official fan site, they are going to get some exclusives and perks.
Perks are always fun.
Yeah. And that includes support for, like, any competitions they're going to hold, any contests they're going to have. And contact with the community manager, a listing on the official Rift site. And just so everybody is 180% clear on this, beta is not counted as a perk.
Yeah, nope. It's not a guarantee, so...
Yeah, it's not a perk. It's not one of the things you get for becoming a fan site.
I wouldn't just run out and make a site thinking it's gonna magically happen.
Like Abby said, it's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. If you want to do it, go for it. We welcome a thriving community. But just keep that in mind. It is a lot of work. Trust me on that.
I just don't want people to be mad when it doesn't
happen.
Yeah.
But the rumor has been quelled. We all know. It's all good. So yeah, we really appreciate Abby and Jives giving us their time. And for CO for coming on the show, even though she's really sick.
She's still sick too. That's so sad.
Yeah, she's still sick. She's not doing too good, but
we're really excited about next week too.
Yeah, next week we're gonna have Larry Bowles with us.
Larry is a content designer who works on the Rifts themselves. How awesome.
I'm so looking forward to this.
He's going to come and answer some questions about Rifts for us.
Yeah, now we're not sure what he can tell us yet. We're hoping he can tell us some things, but we're going to try and ask them.
I know, and hopefully he'll answer.
Yeah, so that's something to really look forward to. We will have that out next Monday. And yeah.
Sadly, it's that time again. Don't forget to go to the site, riftpodcast.com. We'll have all the relevant links up in our show notes post. We hope you enjoyed the podcast.
Yeah, remember the site has been completely redone. Really, trust me, completely redone.
New host and everything, too, isn't it?
No.
No?
No.
See, I'm not a computer person.
But my host is now giving me unlimited bandwidth and unlimited storage space.
Sweet.
So it's kind of like a revamped host. I'm happy.
Revamped like vampire?
No. No. Anyway, site has been redone. It allows comments, has a contact form on there, should anybody feel so inclined. So this is Arithian.
And this is Desicus.
And we hope to have you here with us again next week.